This is Morning Edition on 89.5 WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad with part four of our summer book series. Today we'll meet Molly McNett, author of the short story collection One Dog Happy. Of all the books in this series, McNett's has the strongest sense of place. She lives in Oregon, Illinois, on a farm that's been in her family for six generations. I asked her how important a regional identity is when telling a story.
I'm rereading To Kill a Mockingbird right now, and you just can't imagine it in any other place, and the place is almost a character. You know, it's just so deeply a part of the story. It's all about sort of looking around you and seeing how well you can render the detail so that other people can sort of feel and see it and experience it. And maybe, you know, if they don't know what it's like to live here, Coen Brothers films, to me, do a great job of rendering the Midwest, you know, the big extensive salad bar, and people are dumping these huge quantities of dubious looking stuff on their plates. And that's a big square state thing, isn't it?
You're talking about a scene from Fargo. One of your stories has very serious subject matter, but also has very tender moments. I'm thinking of Ozzie the Burrow, about a 40-year-old woman named Grace who's trying to overcome a difficult life. She was impregnated by her father and raised the child on her own. She's working on getting her GED, and she's found a potential mate named Will on a dating site, and we read her emails to him. Now, you could have told the story in a typical narrative way. Instead, you chose to make it a series of emails, hers, not his, responding. Why is that?
You know, I was just thinking about this in the tub yesterday. The odd places you tend to think of stories, you know, ideas, or you think over the things you've written. And I was thinking, could it have been told any other way? I'm not sure. I know that at the time that I was writing it, I was reading Van Gogh's letters, and I was reading a book by one of my former teachers and a wonderful writer who I really admire, Marilyn Robinson. And she wrote a book called Gilead, which is an epistolary novel. It's written all in letters. And so I'm always really influenced by what I'm reading. So I think it might be as simple as the fact that I was reading these epistolary novels, and they were sort of written in the days when we did write letters to each other, and we don't do that anymore. Wouldn't it be interesting if I could make a story that would be all in emails? And dating seems a natural outlet for that, because there's a sort of built-in plot progression. You meet someone, you get to know them, and either, you know, it works out or it doesn't. So that sort of was a relatively easy one to write for me. You know, sometimes that happens, that you get an idea and it just takes off, and that was a little more painless than some of the other stories.
It's a really powerful story, but the way you chose to tell it makes it more effective, I think. At the end of the story, Will has agreed to visit Grace and meet her son. Now, Grace is very excited, and she writes back with directions to her house. I don't want to give away the ending, but I hope I'm not revealing too much when I say the story really isn't about the ending, is it?
I'm not sure. I mean, I don't think any story is really about its ending. There's somebody who said, I don't know if it's Flannery O'Connor, who said death is really the only ending. You know, she puts death in a lot of her stories, and that it's sort of a natural place to go. With a love story, the ending is, do they get together or not? You know, but, you know, people have asked me, well, what would happen? What could possibly happen after that? And I haven't thought it out much. I just wanted to get it to the point where she would be happy. I wanted that for her, you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you really come to like your characters, and this was one that I just felt was so precious to me. I just wanted her to overcome her troubles and see some kind of happiness. You know, I think you're right. It's not about the ending. It's about the sort of hope that she has in the face of all these terrible things. To me, it's kind of instructive to look at people who've been through tremendous hardship, especially those who are optimistic in the face of that. How do they do it? You know, how is it that they're able to live in such a way when so many of us have petty troubles that we're always attached to and mulling over, you know? So those were the things that were on my mind, I guess, when I was writing that.
Molly McNett's new collection of short stories is called One Dog Happy. It's published by the University of Iowa Press. Thanks very much.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Thanks.
You can hear Molly McNett read the first three letters from her story, Ozzie the Burrow, at our website, wnij.org. Next Friday, we conclude our summer book series with Joe Bonomo's book, ACDC's Highway to Hell. I'm Dan Klefstad, WNIJ News.